The Snitter Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookston in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Judith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. We are learning about the Birchos Kriya Shema. We're still in the first bracha that introduces Shema, that celebrates the Maoros, that celebrates the constellations, the star, the moon, and the sky. We're up to Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha. We began to explain Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha. Simply understood means that the world is filled with your possessions, God. Even the things that we think we own, we're simply stewards over them, but they belong to Hashem. They're on loan to us, and He can take them back. He can reclaim them at any moment. Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha, the entire world, our lives, our world, is filled with your kinyanim, with things that you own. We mentioned the Radomsky Rebbe of Shlomo understands from the Mishnah in Avos, Chamisha Kinyanim Kanu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, it means maybe, not that the world is filled things you own, God, but Malah Haaretz, the world is filled Kinyanecha, we can make a kinyan on you. We look around this world and there's endless opportunities and endless invitations to see you in our lives. Rav Schwab had a very similar insight. He said the word kinyanecha has a deeper meaning in halacha. In Jewish law, we know that a kinyan is an act of acquisition. One acquires something with a kinyan, and different pieces of property demand different forms, different mechanisms of kinyanim. And when you acquire an object, you have to execute a kinyan as proof. The kinyan is the means through which the transaction takes place. The kinyan is the evidence or proof that you are, in fact, the rightful owner. So based on that understanding, Rav Schwab suggests, Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha should be translated as, the earth is filled with proofs of your possession. In other words, all around the world is evidence that Hashem, you own this world and everything in it. Malah Haaretz, the world is filled with Kinyanecha, your ownership of this world. The world is filled with such evidence. If you look around, as we know, I mentioned last time, whenever we see disorder go to order, we know there's a designer. We know that there's somebody who has put something together, who's created something. It's not chance, it's not coincidence, it's not random, but rather it is by design. Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha, the entire world is filled with proof of your possession over this world. Rav Schwab relates that once he was flying in a plane over clouds for the very first time, and when he looked out that window and he saw the bed of clouds, how high up he was, and the perspective with which he was seeing the world, he saw the clear beauty of creation. Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha. We are like, why is the Wi-Fi so slow? Or I can't believe they're not serving the drinks yet. He looked out the window and he said, Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha. It's magnificent. It's outstanding. And he davened and he came to these words. He was so emotional. He related to Rav Breuer. And he emphasized that he had a tremendous boost in Kavana. He had an elevated Kavana. Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha. He had flown. He had looked out the window. He saw the clouds. He saw the perspective of earth from so high above. Rav Breuer turned to Rav Schwab and he said, you know, I have the same exact feeling when I look at a daisy. Forget being 30,000 feet in the air and looking at the clouds. He says, when I see a flower, I see a blade of grass. Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha. It's magnificent, the design, the minutiae, the way in which it's all coordinated. Rav Schwab quotes Rav Yerucham Levavitz, who said that as one is impressed by a loud thunderclap, if you hear thunder, lightning, and your person shakes from what they see, you should be as awe-inspired by drinking a glass of water. Creation of water, the presence of clear, healthy, thirst-quenching water, is as much a result of the Hashem's influence, it's as much evidence that the world belongs to Hashem as are these acts of nature like thunder or lightning. Malah Haaretz Kinyanecha. Our lives and the whole world are filled with pieces of evidence, are filled with that which testified to Kinyanecha, that Hashem, you're not a figment of imagination, you're not beyond our reach or grasp. We can see you through all the way in which we live. The next pasuk, HaMelech HaMiromom Levado Me'az, will begin it. He is the king, HaMelech, which of course is the theme that we will begin this weekend with Rosh Hashanah. HaMelech coronating and being Mamlech Hashem HaMiromom. He's exalted Levado, he alone, Me'az, from the beginning. From the beginning of what? What is the word Me'az? Continue the next pasuk. HaMeshibach HaMefuara HaMisnasei. It's as if we can't find the right words. So we're just drawing every synonym we can. Praised, glorified, elevated, Mimos Olam. Mimos Olam means from when the world began. So then what is Me'az? He alone is exalted Me'az forever. He is glorified, praised, and elevated since Mimos Olam, forever. What's the difference between Me'az and Mimos Olam? Why are we employing these two different terms? We'll continue in Mitzvah Shem next.